USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As OPEC Plus will cut 2 million barrels of oil a day from production, gasoline and energy prices are poised to skyrocket in the coming months. The Biden administration continues to rely on oil stockpiles President Trump secured during his administration. Republican Senator Tom Cotton from Arkansas says this is no mistake. The Democrats want high prices to push their green agenda.
We don't have $5 a gallon gas in this country by accident. It's not an unintended consequence. It's not bad luck or the evil machinations of oil company executives or OPEC. It's because Joe Biden and progressive Democrats want gas to be that expensive. They want you to get out of your gas-guzzling SUV or minivan. They want farmers to have to stop using diesel for tractors and other farm instruments.
A federal appeals court Wednesday ruled that the Obama-era policy DACA, that protects illegal immigrants brought to the United States as children, violated federal law. It has now been sent to a lower federal court for further consideration. A Las Vegas, Nevada judge approved a motion to remove Clark County Public Administrator Democrat Robert Tellis from office Wednesday as he is set for trial. The liberal politician is accused of going to journalist Jeff Germain's home and stabbing him to death. According to the National Deer Association, a serious outbreak of epizootic hemorrhagic disease is currently infecting white-tailed deer in parts of Ohio and Indiana. EHD is an infectious viral disease that impacts deer, elk, pronghorn, and bighorn sheep. It is transmitted by biting midges known as noceums. The Monday night football game this week had a protester with a smoke bomb run out on the field. He was knocked to the ground by Rams player Bobby Wagner, saying he just wanted to keep everyone safe. The protester has now filed a police report for blatant assault. USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt, this is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The United States ambassador to the United Nations accused Beijing and Moscow of enabling North Korea's military after it fired two more ballistic missiles on Thursday following a Security Council meeting on the country's recent launches. Thursday's launch was the sixth in 12 days, occurring after the United States and South Korea began military exercises. President Biden visited hurricane-ravaged Florida on Wednesday.
The Bidens are in Florida. The president and the first lady visited the storm zone Wednesday in Florida, taking time to speak with Governor Ron DeSantis and offering a message of support to those affected by Hurricane Ian.
Jill and I have had you all in our prayers, and I mean that sincerely. And we're here today because we wanted to tell you in person that we're thinking of you, and we're not leaving. We're not leaving until this gets done. I promise you that.
From the Gulf Coast Radio News Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
A professor was shot and killed on the University of Arizona campus in Tucson on Wednesday. Campus police are reporting a male professor in the Department of Hydrology was murdered by a former student. The suspect was identified as 46-year-old Murad Dervish. He has been arrested. The professor has not been identified. The Australian government announced changes to its telecommunications law to protect vulnerable customers after personal details were stolen in a major cyber attack on Australia's second largest cell phone carrier. The changes will provide better coordination with financial institutions and governments to detect cybersecurity incidents. USA Radio News.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.